Hey, mic check, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, now all we gotta do is wait for my third partner to hop on and then it's on and popping. How you feeling though, Q?
I'm good, but we're gonna have to run that topic
back. Oh, no, I got you, man. Yo. In fact, what we gonna do, since I'm the king of fuck up, we just gonna act like that ain't even happened. Don't even trip, man. In fact, we won't even know what you're talking about, bro. We just gonna run it back like we always do. Run it back like we just lost. But we good to go. We ain't letting nobody on the court next. We go running back immediately. Feel me? We getting our rematch. Getting our rematch. Same squad. No water break. None of that. I don't want y'all niggas sitting down. Check up right now on this court. Bro, those be the heated matchups, though. Do those count, actually? So, which matchup counts, actually? The one that, the first matchup or the immediate checkup afterwards? Which one counts?
You talking basketball?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the checkup.
Oh, wow. So we just go overlook the first matchup?
That's the checkup. It's personal because the first matchup, you're filling it out. Then you check it up
and
you know what's up.
Wow. I'll tell you. You know what? I think I'm going to have to strongly agree with that. I think the first matchup, because that's like, nigga, what? What's up, nigga? That's that coming out the gate showing you what's good. That rematch is like, all right, bro, I got you. Want to bitch about it, you feel me? Going, not saying, you know, y'all bitching about it, but here you go, man. Check up, go ahead. You want this so bad, I already beat you, though, so whatever. So, but I get what you're saying, you feel me? We just gonna have to agree to disagree to that. But yo, y'all know what it is, y'all know what it ain't. It's your favorite podcaster. We got your second favorite podcaster on the mic. I can go diss you like that. Ain't no wrong with being second, actually. That's actually pretty dope.
This your world, bro. This your world. I'm a guest. Hey.
I like the way you think, man. I like the way he ain't even selfish, y'all. Shout out to him. Well, if you ain't know, we back for another season. It's your boy, Jay Lasso, on the radio. Raw Dog, that is. I got somebody new on the mic. It's my man's Space Ghost Q, Astronaut Q, that man, the myth, the legend. What's up, man?
I'm chilling, bro. You know me, man. It's good to be on the show. This is my first show on Raw Dog Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm a host of my own podcast. This is Astronaut Radio. Soon,
that's what I'm talking about. Oh, no doubt, man. And I'm always down for it. And what platforms are you going to be launching on? You already launched, actually. You say you're going to be up and running again. So what platforms are you already on? That way we can catch up some episodes.
Well, we're on Spotify. We have a LinkedIn link that I would have to send to you. Also, we're starting up on YouTube as well. And mainly putting out some content on my IG and Twitter, which is TTV@AstronautQ.
I like that. So y'all got that plug. We're gonna run it back one more time for the people in the back. Where can they find you again with your ads?
You can find me at TTV.AstronautQ@IG.com from the IG and also on Twitter, same name.
There you go, man. So if y'all missed it after the second time, then you just weren't trying at that point. That's the way I look at that, man. He made it slow for you, spelled it out, let you know both, actually all three sites to get it. So do what you got to do at that point. But with that being said, look out for his new season and his podcast. They'll get it cracking. I'm going to get on there eventually. Y'all know me. I ain't too selfish unless it's my own show. Other than that, man, we're going to go through some topics because it's been a hot minute since we've been on the mic. I know, ladies and gents, y'all missed us. It's okay. We've been doing our thing. We've been hibernating, staying quarantined, and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, my man's Mo was supposed to hop on the track. We gonna see. He probably gonna hop in mid-session and shit. You know what I'm saying? Act like he was here the whole time. You know how niggas be when they sneak in the back of class and shit, knowing damn well they was late? That's gonna be more on this one, y'all. But it's all good. We gonna play it off. Act like we never seen it happen. You know what I'm saying? Said what we are going to get into today is a handful of topics because once again it's been a while since we was gone. I've told people they could go ahead and send me a few topics. We definitely gonna touch up on a few of those because y'all sent me some good stuff. Shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are, but I'm not gonna give y'all free promo. That ain't how that works. You feel me? So look, hey, you feel me? Mike, gotta pay the bills, right? Gotta pay the bills. Can't be mad at that. No free promo out here. You want your name said, you better slide me some bread. You feel me? That's how that works. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit, look who we got in the building. What up though?
Yes, sir. I made it back, man. What's good? What's good?
If y'all don't know who that is, then y'all just definitely want to listen to the first four seasons. And with that being said, man, shame on you. But it's all good.
Shame.
It's all good. I know how it gets down. Only your mamas listen to us consecutively. I like that. But that's my man, Mo Buckets in the building. What up, though, Mo?
Appreciate you. Appreciate you for the intro, man. What's good? What's good?
Nothing, man. Just got my mic working and shit. So we gonna act like that fuck up never happened. You know what I'm saying? Oops.
You mentioned it, man.
Yeah, we just gonna redo it all, like, you know, slide it up. You feel me? You don't worry with that. But,
you know, we always have technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, definitely. Yo. And if y'all familiar with the show, y'all know that happens every time. I done deleted several hot episodes. It's all good. Hot ones, yo. I'm talking fresh out the oven. No motherfucking mix.
No mess ups. Yo, no nothing. It was straight raw take, bro.
Smooth. But it's all good, though. I learned my lesson over the last year, I think. I hope not really because we redoing this one, but it's all good. All right, so back to the topics we go get into. Since y'all know me, y'all know the podcast. We like to talk about love, life, weed, sports, you know, all that shit that everybody likes. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some of the good stuff out the way. I love talking about sports, so that's where we'll start there. I noticed that everybody's been chirping a lot about GOAT talk between LeBron, Michael Jordan, but they be skipping over Kobe. I highly don't appreciate that. But you know what? We're going to open this conversation to Mo and Q, starting with Q. Q, who's your GOAT? That's it.
Michael Jordan is my GOAT because that's the era I grew up in. Everybody wanted to be like Mike. And for the people who does not have Kobe in the GOAT talk, that's very, very, very disrespectful because Kobe is definitely the GOAT. And with LeBron, in my eyes, he's his nickname. He's the king. In my eyes, he's the king. But the GOAT says Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. And happy belated birthday.
Not me. Yes, okay, so All right, you invited back, Q. You invited back to the barbecue, yes, bro. You can take plate to go too, bro. Actually, you can take two plates. We ain't gonna even trip. So what
he needs some sides. He needs some sides.
Yeah. He can take some sides, bro. No problem. You need a beer too, bro. Beer, bro. We got you. You know what I'm saying?
Not belated birthday, but it was 8/24, so it was Mama Day. So
yeah, I know what you meant. Nah. I know what you meant, bro. You solid, man. We all on the same page with that being said. No time stamps. You feel me? Just in case somebody need to use this podcast as an alibi, I got your back.
Nah. But you know why I did that? Because, you know, motherfuckers out be out there. Oh, yeah. He fucked up.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Day and age, they critique everything, even if it ain't they show. So
it's all good, but it don't matter because we're gonna make sure we ain't time stamping because we like to use this as an alibi. I got your back. So if anybody asked, you was here watching me record this podcast. You feel me? All y'all listen to this podcast, you got my permission. Except for you. And you know who you are. No, I'm just messing. So what about you?
Whoever you are, you fucked up.
So what about you, though, Mo? Because we almost skipped over you, but I ain't going to do it. GOAT talk. Who you got? Yes, sir.
All right. Calm's back. All right, GOAT talk. Man, you already know. Got to go with MJ. Then you got to go Kobe.
There we go.
Brian, he just, you know, I give him the king label. That's what he want to be, but he not the GOAT.
Nice.
I mean, he could play as long as he want. And again, you're just proving that you're chasing accolades. But I mean,
chasing ghosts,
the narrative.
He said himself, man, he chased the ghosts. And I like the way y'all think. I'm gonna go a little bit different with y'all. I think the GOAT is the one and only Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But then, you know, I guess sinners can't be GOATs. You feel me? Yeah,
bro,
I guess sinners can't be
GOATs. How did you go all the way
Listen,
to Kareem?
That's,
I
yo,
mean, he is
yo.
A GOAT in his way because he's a GOAT of sinner. I give
all
you that.
Time. You said all time. You didn't say certain time. I have to think about all time. You feel me? Shoot. I almost said Jackie Moon, but no, I ain't going to do that to y'all.
I mean, if you really want to talk GOAT talk, the real GOAT is Bill Russell, 11 rings, if you really want to go.
Bro, that... Listen,
see, and that's
man.
Why I didn't
listen.
With
that's
y'all,
why
I was going to do this. You gave the top, man.
Yeah, we need to break this down. I don't want to disrespect Bill Russell because he's
that's
dude.
That's why I'm like, yeah.
He's a GOAT in his era because we didn't grow up in that, so we didn't see him.
Real.
We can't talk about it.
His era had like 5 teams. The other 4 didn't have black people. I don't want to hear it.
That would make him a goat in his time, because you know what time he was playing.
Because he was
the most racist time, and like,
because he was one of 10 brothers, and
at that he played
9 of them was on his team. Like, yo,
but no, at that he played in one of the most racist states, which is Boston.
Yo, yeah, Boston. I guess historically is hella racist. Shout out to Boston, but not really, not for being racist. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. But as far as the basketball team and that coach, Rick Auerbach, or however you pronounce his name, he ain't racist. You feel me? So I ain't gonna even include that. He was profound with putting brothers in front. You know what I'm saying? He the one that made Bill Russell a player coach. So with that being said, though, Bill Russell was only playing. I mean, if you look at who he was playing, man, it was Will Chamberlain and a bunch of Bill fucking Conworthies or something. I don't know those dudes' names, but all I know is there's a bunch of custodians. Those dudes.
I bet literally... you if you ask Mike if Bill was a GOAT, he'll agree with me.
Hell no, you know what Michael say. But it's all good, though. We can all agree to disagree, but I do like what you're saying. I'm going to go with Kareem, Kobe, MJ. Then we're going to throw in LeBron. And then right after that, that was tough. I'm a big fan of, like, Allen Iverson and Shaq. Right,
Iverson's the GOAT. I'm from Philly. Iverson's the GOAT. I don't give a fuck nobody talking about. Bubba Chuck is the motherfucking GOAT.
I like how you did that. Bubba Chuck, y'all, shout out if you don't know. Go do some research, y'all. So, with that being said, yo, we're going to still keep this a little bit on a sports topic here since we're talking about basketball. Speaking of basketball, shout out to PJ Washington. So, recently. Shout out to my boys. Recently, he
did
had
you just
a baby.
Say shout out to TJ Washington?
Yeah,
we're gonna
yeah.
definitely talk about this.
Yeah,
let's go
talk about this. Yeah, because recently, I guess a couple months ago, he had a baby by this lady that some people know, some people
oh,
don't.
Oh, no, we're gonna say her name. Yeah, we're gonna name jump on here. Fuck
oh,
that.
Man.
Brittany.
What's her name? Brittany Renner. So, shout out to the chick, yo. So, everybody know what's going on. If you know him by now,
I don't know
PJ
if I can
Washington,
shout her out for that, but
22-year-old NBA player, Brittany Renner, pushing 30-something. So, with that being said, she used to show up to his college games and shit like that.
Scouting this nigga,
ago.
Like she was a coach.
Scouting. It's all good. It happens. With that being said, he ended up getting her pregnant. They had a baby. And right after that baby was born, she filed for divorce. And it is rumored that he is to pay somewhere between $20,000 and $200,000 per month for child support. I know that's a large window, ladies and gents. But, hey, that's how it be sometimes. But I'm definitely here more so closer to $200,000. If that is so, Jesus Christ, did she sign a nice contract? Also, as well, that leads me to the next question. Should she see jail time? Because, I'm going to flip this to Mo first. Should Brittany Renner, for getting pregnant and then immediately filing for divorce and child support, seek jail time?
All right, I'm not dodging, but I want to hear you.
Oh, I like how you deferred. I like how you deferred because he did.
I just
want to
hear
it because
he was,
he wanted
to come out the gate. So I want to hear where he's coming from. Let me hear.
Yeah, all right, Spicy Q. All
right, run it. Don't call me that, bro.
My bad. Yo, all right, yo, run it.
Go ahead, niggas calling me Spicy Q, bro.
Yo, my bad, man. Don't call him Spicy Q, y'all. So any you. Yo, so. Fair foul. I mean, should she see jail time for, one, getting pregnant on purpose, of course. I mean, we all know that. Two, divorcing this man right afterwards and filing for child support. Because they were married, correct?
Yes, they were. All
right, just making sure I'm adding in no facts and no extra parts to the shits. So I just want to make sure I make it cut and dry. Should she see jail time?
I'm going to go ahead and just jump into this right now.
Go ahead, Brad.
Now.
Floor is yours.
I'm gonna get up.
Hold
to
on,
the
hold on.
Time.
Before we start, Before you start, I just want the audience to know that Jay Lasso at Jay Lasso 69 is in no way associated with the words that are coming out of his mouth. And continue. So, are you, man? I just have to make sure I stamp that just in case I get canceled. They gotta know, you know.
I know. I'm on Raw Dog Radio and on Astronaut Radio. We definitely unroll and uncut.
Oh no, go ahead. That. No, filters off, bro. Filters off. I just gotta make sure they know who's saying what, because niggas.
Oh, it's Astronaut Q. If you may not like what I have to say,
Mo know what's up.
But at the end of the day,
I love
it's my opinion.
I love
it's my opinion, and you have your opinion.
You on wax, sir?
Yeah, I love honesty.
Honestly,
go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro. We got
to
be honest with folks.
Truth.
Yeah, they got to be honest with these folks, man. They need it. Go ahead.
Do I think she deserved jail time? No.
Wow.
The reason why I say no is because jail time is a little excessive.
Does she
deserve $200,000? Fuck no. This is why I say she don't deserve $200,000. This is why I don't think she deserves $200,000 in fucking child support. One, she's been basically scouting this man since he was in college. And she knew that she had one. And this is why I said that. Because young boy like I said, he's a young bull.
Young he don't bull. Know he's no better. Yeah, you from Philly.
He don't know no better. He didn't know no better.
Young bull.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Shout out to PJ Washington. He's doing his thing. He was hooping, but I feel bad for him because she played him. And she played him off her past. Think about the niggas she was dealing with. Lil Uzi, Colin Kaepernick. Who else was she fucking with?
Shoot, I don't know.
She's fucking with for a little hot second. I think she was fucking with Drake. Like,
I know she put it in a book, dog. That's all I got to say.
I didn't read the book, but at the same time, that ain't before she got with PJ Washington,
you know, my
she
book
pretty much put out her playbook. Yeah. She said in the video, if you want to trap a nigga, date an athlete.
Damn, for real?
She said, and I quote, they're the dumbest.
Damn.
You pull this video up.
Jesus. And was this before the baby?
I think this might have been before the baby.
Oh, man. Damn.
And did she say niggas?
No, she said athletes.
Okay. Oh, man. Almost.
Let's just get it out of the way, though. She's basically was a predator, my nigga. She was a predator.
Hey, I feel like predator, Dr. Umar bro. Asked that question. Did she say niggas? Like, shout out, man.
She's a predator. She basically came out here like,
hold on, being black and calling them, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, yeah.
But predator, though, man.
She's like a predator, bro. She was stalking her prey, bro. She knew what she was doing. She was scouting this nigga since he was in Kentucky.
Bro.
She got him. She got him. They were looked happy. He got her pregnant. And then she went behind his back and filed for child support.
She played the role, man. Played it well. What about you, Mo? What you thinking? Do you have any response to Q? Do you have any response
to all the females? Hold on. Before you go to Mo, and to all the females, this is Ashton, not Q talking. This ain't Jay. This ain't Mo. This is me.
My man on there taking his
stamped.
Man, this is me.
Right. Said it with his chest.
This is me. To all the females that think she's right for doing that,
and males, there's some out there.
And nigga, some males are birds too. All birds flock together.
Facts.
So, if you think she right for doing that, because I guarantee, if it was a nigga doing what she's doing to a female, crucified. My man PJ Washington will be canceled.
Yeah, I think isn't like Adele's husband or something doing the same thing or some shit like that. I know it's like one of these singers' husbands getting like mad dough right now. I can't think. I'll look it up later because I don't want to be put on wax saying some wrong shit. But with that being said, I like the points that you made. I'm going to flip this over to Mo and then I'm going to go real quick. Go ahead, Mo. Any response or how do you feel about the situation as far as her going to jail?
I mean, I definitely don't think she needs to be up in the big house. That's crazy. Okay. I mean, look, her actually scoping out the boy, yeah, you know what you're out there doing.
Feel me?
I mean, the worst has already happened, though. So, I mean, look. My man is obviously gonna get the cakes, right? But ain't nobody said you had to go in there wrong, dog.
Yeah, that's true. Despite the name of this podcast, we always say wrap it up. But go ahead.
No, I mean, there ain't much else to say, man. You know, that
was the point I was getting at. He was young-minded.
Man. So unless his intentions was wiping it up, I mean, well, you know, that obviously was because he wiped it up.
His intention was to wipe.
I mean, shit, look here, prenup, nigga. I don't know. There's things in place for these type of situations, my man.
Me personally, I just think she's grimy and dirty for what she did.
I mean, yeah, but that's how it's gonna be. But I mean, you know, the double standard. There's no
point. We live in a world full of double standards.
Exhausting yourself about something that is not viewed equally, no matter how thoroughly you explain it, no matter how simplified you explain it. No matter even when they say, all right, I'm actually listening, explain. They're not listening. So there's no reason.
Damn.
You know?
Raw Dog Radio. Okay, so there's two ways I can go with this. There's the premeditation J response, and then there's the post-meditation J response. Which one are y'all feeling today?
I just want you to be real, my nigga. This is Raw Dog Radio.
Both of them are real. Just depends on if I meditated or not. That's the case. You know what I'm saying?
Let me hear something.
All right, bro. So, premeditation. Shorty needs to see the chair. like immediately. Like,
damn, bro, the chair.
Yeah, she needs to see the chair. She needs to see the chair immediately. Like, I don't want to hear it. We need to make an example. No, no, no. We need to make an example of this lady because one,
so she get the death penalty.
Oh yeah, because one, like you said, she stalked out her prey. That's one. That's
my nigga Jay was over her head nodding the whole time.
Two, she laid out the game plan prior, so that's premeditation. You know what I'm saying? You already know that. That's a double whammy against you. And then three, history book of this, so it ain't like it's some bullshit.
And video.
Yeah, come on, man. This is ridiculous. But with that being said, you got to respect the fact that she is a mother, which is one thing I want people to actually always
think about. I can't respect the fact that she's a mother.
You got to respect the fact that she's a mother. And also, the main thing about this whole thing is eventually, one day, this kid will have to grow up and read some of the stuff that she has said or watched.
And done.
Okay, and done. So that's something that, you feel me, personal thing, they're going to have to explain to each other. You know what I mean? And another thing.
I take that back. I can't say she's a bad mother, but she is a, I don't even know what to call her, bro, because that's just.
I don't know her. So, yeah.
TJ Washington better than me. But no,
and this is one thing I was going to get at, too. He actually, because I don't really follow too many tweets or anything like that, but somebody did send me something, too, to go along with the story about how you said through all of this, he's just happy and proud, you know, that he get to see his son and he's happy to be a dad. And that's one thing I want, like, folks to
that's consider, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because at one point, I did hear through the grapevine that she wasn't trying to let him see the kid.
Yeah, so shout out to him, man, being able to see his child that he has to pay $200K to see. I mean, it is what it is at that point.
She knew what she was doing.
All I know
is she was just getting the bag.
The diapers better be made out of 100% motherfucking vibranium. And it better be self-changing. It better be self-changing. And I wanted to talk too as well. I wanted to let me know the temperature and how I should dress for the day. I don't want to hear it. Them diapers better be top motherfucking notch. But nah, to be real, you know, death chair. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? To summarize all of this.
That's my answer. I'm
go ahead.
Look, Brittany, I don't want you to go to the chair. Nah, I do want to realize. Want you to realize what you did was fucked up. If you really wasn't fucking with bro, why even talk to him? You knew what you 90, were doing.
90% of our followers. 90% of our followers agree with me and say send it to the chair. So, you know, we for the people by the people. Shit, we already sent her to the chair. So I'm gonna write this on the. I'm gonna put this on a list to do, chair, Brittany Renner. Got it. All right, we're good, go. I'll make sure we get that later. I don't know who the warden, but somebody gonna tell him, not me. I ain't no snitch, shit. But anyway,
I mean, look, before we even get off the subject, I feel bad for TJ Washington, and I don't feel bad for him. The reason why I feel bad for him is because he's going through this situation.
Another let's go.
Why I don't feel bad for him is because nigga, she put the playbook out there for you.
Yeah, real quick. Real quick. Mo, do you feel bad for him? One word.
No.
Thank you. All right.
No, he said he happened to see his son, so there's nothing to feel bad about.
Yeah, let's move on. I don't feel bad for how much you got to pay.
That's why I said I do and don't. That's why I do and don't feel bad for it.
It's none of that, because one, you're a baller. You can afford it. Two, it's your fault because you knew what was going to happen. Three,
I mean, come on, man.
I know there was dudes in your circle that was like, hey, bro, because, bro, hey, let's keep it real. Ladies and gents, y'all should all know that. And ladies, you should definitely know in case y'all think that dudes don't talk. Like,
oh, yo, we do.
If we all in wax, you know what I'm saying? We all going to tell the story about how it happened. Most likely all in front of each other. And they're all going to be similar. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, I know his homeboys and like, hey, bro. You know, last summer camp, she was at my games, right? Like, I know there was somebody that is like, you know what I'm saying? She took from Team Adidas or something. And it was like, yo, bro, she been at my high school colleges too, bro. Like, that's how dudes get down. And if nobody in his circle did, then shame on them. He has an older brother who should know better. He has two older brothers that should have known better, I think, or some shit like that. So whatever the case is, do what you got to do, bro. I ain't going to be mad at you or also feel bad for you. Moving on, because some crazy shit also was happening lately. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure we get into this one, too. Now, I know you motherfuckers seen what Tesla's about to drop on us, right? You see that they're planning on making a robot that can make life quote unquote easier by doing the little tasks that you don't want to do, like going to grocery shopping, lifting up to 150 pounds, which is more than a lot of you, by the way. I know, I've seen y'all in the gym. Not making fun of y'all, I'm just pointing out facts. There's no shame here. It says it can walk your dog. It can have conversations with your wife. Actually, you know what? Hey, shout out. Fair foul. How do you guys are feeling about this Tesla bot? And are you going to get you one? Starting with Mo.
Nothing to get no Tesla bot. We've already seen our robot.
Why you got to be so dramatic with that hesitation?
I agree.
Bro, I'm just being real. It's just the real in me. Like, I don't think that's a question that people should have to even think about. You know what? I try to keep my mouth shut about things like about the proof of society just being so weak. Like, it's just an excuse, and then the government puts it out there, and people just buy into it. Like, just go your ass to the grocery store. Like, that's your time to get some fresh air. Like, that's your time to get out the house. That's your time to get some sun, get some vitamin D. That's your time to whatever. Stop looking at every single thing as a burden, because when your ass is in that box, you don't get to do the shit anymore.
No more.
Facts. And more facts. I like the way you think it. Me personally, I ain't even thinking that deep. I saw the way all this shit played out in the movie made by Will Smith called iRobot.
I'm straight. We don't need this.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Sonny.
We don't need some other AI trying to immediately are failing as a society.
Not saying that, you know, we'll love bitches. Wait, actually, first thing first, Raw Dog Radio, love thy woman, honor thy woman, cherish thy woman. But
only
she
a good woman.
But, you are facts, but I do mean but. Every now and then, you do have to slap a bitch, and we highly approve of slapping a bitch. But here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa.
It's 2021. No, kill me. You got to hear the kicker, man. It's 2021, and this is now facts that 78% of all bitches are now males. Mm-hmm. Counted as a...
Let's
not go to you get what I'm saying. So slap thy bitch, love thy woman, honor thy woman, cherish thy woman, eat thy woman, don't beat thy woman, slap that bitch though. And moving on back to this shit. I ain't about to be messing around with no iRobots and shit, man. Nah, I'm good off the Tesla. That, we good off that shit, you feel me? But since we talk about bitches,
Will Smith did post a picture of his iRobot character. With that Tesla robot.
No, he did not, man.
I gotta
stop fucking around and peep that, because that is perfect timing, man. Shout out to Will Smith, man. He cool people. But bro, that bitch Vicky,
that's my goat. He's from my city.
That bitch Vicky was tripping in that shit, trying to be the logic and shit. That's where I was going with this, man. Shout out to that bitch. Shout out to Vicky. Oh, Icky Vicky. Anywho. So speaking of
who
bitches,
the fuck is Vicky?
The one, the AI bitch that was making the robots go crazy.
Oh,
man.
Shit. You're talking about iRobot, nigga. I was like, who the fuck is Vicky?
This nigga thinking I'm talking about a real chick. No, I don't know no chick named Vicky. You about to get me caught up out here, bro.
You trying to crucify you, my man.
You feel me? Trying to Vicky.
I wasn't trying to crucify. Maybe it was a female that pissed you off. You like, smack
hey,
that
it'd be, it'd
you
be
already
your
know
own boy.
Oh, man.
It'd be your own boy.
Hold up, time out. I didn't say you. I just said you named Vicky. You may want to
slap
that bitch because you
get
on your nerves.
Okay, Q. Okay.
Damn. Damn. I didn't say nothing else. I just said, who the fuck is Vicky?
Man, Q, man, get off that John. You feel me? Did I use that right? Did I use that right?
Hey, bro, that's my slang. That's where I'm from. I'm from Philly. Yeah, I've been in California for a minute. But
did I use that right? Hey, bro, that's like the hardest shit to come out of Philly in a long time, G. John. Man. I ain't gonna even lie to you, dog. Y'all got Willie. Y'all got Lee Phil. And y'all have
John.
And cheesesteaks is highly overrated, by the way. But John.
Hey, relax. Fuck out of here with that John, bro. Fuck out of here, bro.
Relax. We're gonna have a vote on this. Cheesesteaks is highly overrated, but it's all good.
What you gonna do? Cheesesteak and chopped cheese? I'm not from New York,
bro.
So it's definitely cheesesteak.
It's a couple different things we can do that I don't eat. One is a gyros or gyros, depending on what side of the states you're on and what you're gonna call it. But definitely. Yeah, that's, some people call them gyros or heroes. It's weird, bro. I call them gyros. Yeah, I call them gyros, bro. There's pizza puffs. There's a bunch of different things that pizza puffs all slap, in that bro, category. Pizza and puffs, I don't mind.
That's that Chicago shit.
Oh, wow. So you know what it is, man. It is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm glad you know that and didn't say deep dish pizza because people think deep dish.
Bro, that's
a tourist. Yeah. That's a tourist. Anywho, we was talking about bitches, so we're going to stay back on this. Speaking of bitches, I had this dude hit me up recently. He's one of my OG. He's not even an OG. I guess I'm his OG now. I'm getting to that age. But he's getting ready to go away to college. But I guess his brothers decide before he goes away to college to take him to a strip club. First time he's ever been to a strip club. So he's asking me what I think he should wear. I'm like, oh, nigga. What? Yo.
This ain't, can I help?
Listen, yo. That's why I brought the question to the podcast, my man. Actually, we're going to start with you, Q. So what's the proper strip club attire and behavior that my man should understand going his first time to the strip club? And keep in mind, he is 21. He is 21. Keep this in mind, bro. He's 21.
My old head teacher taught me, man.
Go ahead, Q. The floor is yours, man.
If you're going to the strip club, I mean, you dress to be comfortable. You know what I mean? Jeans, or if you're feeling sweatpants. You don't have to be dressed up to go to a strip club. That's number one. But you still want to be presentable.
Okay.
Because there's females. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
They're going to dance on you regardless because they're working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, young boy, when you go in there, don't let them try to sell you dreams.
You're a Philly nigga, man.
Don't let them try to go in and say you no dreams, cuz.
Yeah, it don't matter what they're there for. They that weekend, they trying to get that money.
They just trying to get the bread.
Don't care about
they
that.
They trying to stroke your ego so they can get more bread. So that's how you trick them. I mean, you can still. I mean, throw what you want to throw. You don't have to throw X amount of money just because your homies is throwing all that. You know what I mean, throw what you want to throw. Throw what you're comfortable with.
Facts.
But the trick is, if you really want to get a jump, you can either have a $50 bill or a $20 bill folded over how many stacks of ones you got just to get their attention. And you throw them ones, you don't throw that 50.
You feel me? So once again, he's telling you to act your wage. You feel me? Just
enjoy yourself.
Act your wage. Go ahead, Q. I didn't mean to cut you off. You got, before I move on to Mo, anything else?
Me personally, I'm not a strip club guy. I don't want a strip club like that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. No disrespect to any women that's working in a strip club. And
entrepreneurs.
Fellas. And fellas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just because fellas, a joint work at a strip club does not make her a hoe.
You feel me?
Females are out here trying to pay their school tuitions. Some of them are hoes.
Some of them really do be trying to pay for some shit. And there's a good amount of them that just, you know.
And to keep it a B.
Trying to shake that up.
Strippers are the coolest females to talk to.
Yeah, bro. Especially
on and off the job. On and off the job. They're the coolest to talk to. On and off the job.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Mo.
No, real
shit. What you thinking? So, strip club attire and behavior for my man's first time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still lost on the not sure what to wear. Like, brother, you going to the strip
club? Bro, still a club.
Like, the strip club.
My mans don't want to over or under dress. I understand what he's saying.
I mean, I would say the only thing you shouldn't do, my guy, is go in that bitch with track pants or sweats if you get aroused very easy.
Whoa, hold up. Sweatpants aren't allowed.
I mean, you're just gonna be the weirdo walking around the strip club with a boner on? Like, that's
hear me out.
I mean, that's still kind of weird, though.
Hear me out.
Jay about to be on some bullshit.
Hear me out.
Jay be on his light skin keep sweat, so ain't no expecting from him.
Q, don't take that. Don't take that light skin joke, Q. Don't take that.
Right. I'm taking it. I'm light skin, but I'm taking that shit. For sure. Because it wasn't aimed towards me for once. So I'm taking it.
Yo, you the lightest one on the call, man. With that being said, hear me out, though. It ain't like I'm going to be the only one in the club with the boner, you feel me? So it's like, yo, I don't stand out on being a weirdo or nothing. That's what they for. When it's bounce that ass time, they don't want to be bouncing that ass for some limp dick, nigga. Like, I don't want to offend nobody.
I mean, I feel
I'm positive. I'm positive. You know what I'm saying? they want to do all that, they're going to grind on a female, which they like to do as well. But I'm all I'm saying is, bro,
I'm, bro.
Especially me, I'm a vegan, so you know my blood flow is nice. You know what I mean?
Can we chill, man?
Don't suck on no titties in the club.
Don't let him finish.
Let me see. So piggybacking off to you, keep your mouth closed. That's one. Two, don't be that dude that let the stripper wrap her legs around your fucking neck and start slamming her ass cheeks against your chin or your chest unless you can take it. Because I've seen dudes do that shit that's like 5'6", 120 pounds, and one thrust to the chest and homie was knocked the fuck out. So I repeat, yes, bro, don't do no extra shit if you can't take it. So leave that for the big dude.
Straight booty KO.
Booty KO, bro. Booty me down. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. So with that being said, keep your mouth closed. Don't do no extra shit. I kind of cut Mo off on this, but I highly disagree. It just depends on who you are with as far as what you're wearing. And this is why I'm going to say this. If you with your lady going to the strip club, definitely don't want to be rocking no sweats or no fucking basketball shorts or no, what do you call it?
You're talking about a strip club with basketball shorts on.
Chill, bro. We ain't here to judge. There's probably dudes out here that may or may not, you know what I'm saying? Some might listen to the podcast. Some might be hosting podcasts. You feel me? Don't even worry about it. With that being said.
Niggas is going there with basketball shorts.
With that being said. If you're going with your shorty, you know what I'm saying, make sure you ain't dressed like no fucking sleazeball, you know what I mean? Like, but don't be no weirdo like my mans has said. Now, if you with your boys, you know what I'm saying, go comfortable. Don't overthink it. That's where I'm going with this. Go comfortable. Don't overthink it. You are in a place where you could be seen by folks, so you might want to match. You know what I'm saying? That's, I guess, my only requirement when it comes to this is at least match. Because me going out in public, I don't care where I'm at. If I see you and you ain't matching, that's just mad tacky. You feel me? And like I said, I don't really judge too much, but that's when I'm like, yo, for real? You couldn't match like a little bit? Like, it's not that hard. You feel me? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? You can rock your sweats. You can rock whatever you want. Just, once again, match, please. That's all I'm asking. Can we all agree to that?
Yeah, I agree with matching. I agree with matching.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree with matching.
Because it's a strip club, bro. I mean, come on now. Nobody's going to really.
It's 99% dark, you know, motherfucker, like, anyway.
And then, unless you're trying to show out or something, you ain't got to worry about nothing, you feel me? So, do what you got to do. So, with that being said,
one more rule.
What's up?
Don't fucking fall in love, nigga. This is just for fun.
Jesus, man. You know what? Hopefully my mans understand that. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that understand that. But also there is rules too if you do talk to strippers. Cause I know some people that's bold enough to or have that much confidence in themselves to date strippers. And that's one thing I will say. If you have a lot of confidence in yourself, go for it. If you're not a confident fellow, you're a little bit shallow. You know what I'm saying? We have that. Don't do it. You find yourself more on the jealous side for shit. Just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Just save yourself the stress because it's not worth it. But once again, you know, if you do find yourself a little bit more on the confident side, don't really get no fucks, you be out late at night, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. Ain't nobody judging. Nobody care. Love who you love. You feel me? Moving on. I feel like we talked about strip clubs too much, and I feel like I got a shower now. I don't know about you guys, but that's just how I feel. I feel like it's a good time to get
working with. Of course you gotta go shower.
It's a good time to get paid. Y'all niggas like to get paid?
Of course. Always.
Always. And you know what I like to do after payday, Q? The first thing I like to do after payday is take my black ass. Well, actually, I just figured out that I am qualified as peanut butter or light brown. So I like to take my brown ass over to Real Barbers in Arizona, located on 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118 in Phoenix, Arizona, 85051. And you already know when I'm in there, I like to get my fade, get it cleaned up, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. You look good, you feel good, you perform good. So fellas, go ahead, get your fade. The ladies love it anyway. Don't let them play with you. You already know how they act when you get your hair cut. They trying to put the fingers all rough. rubbing on your back, your heads and shit. You already know what's up. So you might as well go to the best barber in the game. That's Real Barbers of Arizona, 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118, Phoenix, Arizona. Tell them J La Soul, Mo Buckets, and Astronaut Q, aka Spicy Q, sent you.
Right, y'all. Calling me that, bro. We're not about to make that a thing, my nigga. Spicy Q sound like a stripper, my nigga. We're not about to make that a thing.
Hey, sorry. Hey, it fits.
If you see me on the streets and you call me Spicy Q, you liable to make me cuss the fuck out.
Here we gotta talk. Like, yo, my man, what's up with that?
Relax, bro. I ain't nothing spicy about this man over here. Nothing spicy about this man.
We gotta get some Spicy Q shirts made on the double. Nah, relax, merch. Merch coming soon.
Look. The only thing I'm going to say is ain't nothing spicy about over here. Nothing.
There you go. I like that, man. Bro, anywho, back to the shits, because we do got a couple more shits to get into. Y'all know me, man. I like to keep up with the times. Now, something that I recently noticed, and maybe you guys have too, is the government has been dropping off a lot of crates in the hood, right? And, no, let me stop. Let me get out.
This nigga said the CIA dropping off the crates.
Yo, I have to put on my hat. Let me get
at
off.
At this
though.
Point, man.
But nah, for real though, man. I've been.
Where the fuck are all these crates coming from, though?
I know there's some grocery store mad as hell when they go out to the back docks and notice all the crates is missing. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on right now? But with that being said, yo. I just want y'all opinion on these crate challenges. And if y'all don't know what it is, go ahead and look it up. If you have already, you probably already seen some gruesome ending to a lot of these challenges. And there's a lot of opinions going around on these challenges too. Y'all know me. I usually like to remain unopinionated to the most on most shit because truly I could give two fucks. But with that being said, the people need our opinion on some of this shit. So we're going to start off with my man's Q. How do you feel about this crate challenge?
Yo, this shit's silly, bro. This is the silliest shit. This is the silliest fucking challenge I've ever seen, dog. Bro, listen.
For all the people who are doing this crate challenge shit, please stop, because you're going to hurt yourself. Like, real shit. If you haven't seen these motherfuckers cracking their collarbone and smacking their shit on the ground, bro, like, y'all still want to do it? I know why y'all want to do it. Because in y'all heads, like, I'm going to be that nigga to finish. And then you be that nigga to fuck your shit up. Like, stop. Like, before something real, like, I don't know if they have it on video or they delete it, but someone is really going to get hurt. Because if you really think about it, it may not look that high on video, but the person that's actually standing on it, you could tell it's high as fuck.
Ooh, I got some news for you. But I'm going to go ahead, moving on. Go ahead.
And I've seen a video when my man was on top of the motherfucking crate. And one of them niggas kicked the crate down. I will beat your ass.
Oh, yeah. Facts. Oh, yeah. That's a fight.
Once my shit stop hurting, I'm fucking you up.
That's a fight. I feel like the minute I wake up out my coma, it's on.
I'm fucking you up. Because it's on. You could have killed me, nigga.
It's on.
I'm fucking you up.
Ooh, you better hope I'm paralyzed for a little bit. Because if I can move my legs,
paralyzed.
Bro,
shit got kicked down and he got up. Nah.
Oh no, I saw almost every version of this challenge ever. I did a lot of research into this while I was on the toilet. So anywho, back to Mo. How do you feel about this challenge?
It's wild, bro. It's hood games. They doing what they doing, man. But yeah, I mean, you're gonna get fucked up out there. They already getting fucked up, niggas, like you said. Even if you, like, I mean, either way, you hitting the fucking ground, you hitting your shit on a crate, nigga, you getting fucked up. Just stop. Stop
where you ahead.
Or at least come up with some other shit. Go back in the day. Flip one of them motherfuckers. Cut the bottom out that bitch and hoop.
Olympics, put the crate on the motherfucking phone pole.
Do some shit like that.
Hey, like we used to do back in the day.
Oh yeah, check up. I like the way you're thinking on that. How the fuck we go from planking to falling off crates, man? It's fucking crazy. But with that being said, this is the only thing I'm going to say about this. Whether it's the crate challenge or whatever the next challenge is, the only thing I dislike is how many bullshit-ass opinions is coming from people like, oh, and this is not including y'all. This is including everybody else who wants to really shame people for doing some shit. Let people live. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type where it's whatever. I'm going to laugh at dumb shit. You feel me? No, I don't like it being done. No, I don't encourage it being done. But since it is being done, I'm going to enjoy it while it's being done. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to enjoy you fucking yourself up.
I'm going to laugh at your pain. But the one thing I want to say is because there's so many people that's making so many metaphors out of this, talking about some, let this challenge be a lesson to you. People love watching you while you come up, but laugh at you when you go down, blah, blah, blah. Like, yo, no, it's not that deep.
Yeah, I was trying to make this a power move, bro.
People talking about y'all buying crates, but ain't buying, like, shut up. Like,
oh, man,
if you thinking or trying to make this deep,
what happens when the black man gets to the top? Yeah,
like,
revenge.
You saw how I started with the CIA shit, like, think about it. That nigga's been sending me the thinking dude meme with the mustache for a couple days. Like, all my woke homies is super woke. And you know what?
Did you just try to make this a rabbit hole?
Yo, just hats and kudos to niggas who's able to look at shit with that type of view. Me, I'm just not able to do that. I'll just let people do them and then go about my own day because it ain't affecting me in no way. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, when one of my family members start doing some shit, because there's a lot of videos of people now breaking their fucking wrist, fucking up their face, doing some foul shit. I seen one where I'm pretty sure this chick needed a bacchiotomy right afterwards, because that shit was all bad, bro. I saw a nigga try to do it with a BMX bike,
he said.
Oh, hey, but the coldest one I saw was a dude doing it while rolling up the blunt. And let this be a lesson to everybody who be trying to make fun of potheads, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, you high enough, yo. Shit, anything's possible. Anything's possible. Fucking
shout out to all my potheads up there. I mean, that's
Yelling at the sky with confetti falling down. I don't want to talk about that, actually. That was versus the Lakers. I was hurt that year. I mean, man. I went to bed right after that game. That game ended at like 6:30 p.m.
I went to bed right afterwards, bro.
I was done. I was like, yeah, fuck life. I'm good. Not my Kobe.
Oh, man, you know what? I want to bring this up really fast. Go ahead, man. We were talking about OnlyFans earlier.
Hold on. Chill. Because this is my podcast and that was going to be the next subject. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the subject. So, fair foul. Yeah, you see how I took control of that? Yeah, you see what Q tried to do most. He must thought this was his. He really tried.
I didn't know what subject you were going to bring up, so I said before we go to the next, I was going to bring it up, man. Respect. I liked how you did that.
With that being said, since he going to force my hand and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck out of here. My nigga J22 over here.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, yo, shout out to Only. They decided to ban sexual content last week. Now, a lot of people heard the news and was like, yo, I'm getting the fuck off of that shit. Which, by the way, OnlyFans banning sexual content is like Pornhub saying, yo, we're not going to allow any porn. But that's a different subject for another day. So I guess they figured that out, actually, because speaking of another day, the very next day, they was like, nah, we're going to allow it. My bad. We just playing. So with that being said, to first decide to ban sexual content, and that's where we're going to start with that question only. Fair foul for OnlyFans to ban sexual content. Go ahead, Q, since you wanted to bring it up anyway. Shit.
Well, I wasn't going to bring up that point. What I was going to bring up was something totally different. It was something totally different.
Oh, okay, my bad.
All right, my mouth said that's my answer, and I'm sticking by it.
Nah, it was about OnlyFans, but it wasn't about that specific subject. I am going to answer your question though.
Yeah, after this, we're gonna let you bring that up. We're gonna have like free time, you know what I mean? Back in the day,
I can't say fair, I'm gonna have to say foul because you know they backtrack. So,
okay, that was very true.
I mean, I really can't say it's fair because this is how some people make their income.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good. So it's a foul, it's like a foul because. I mean, I get it. You don't want to put all the hardcore shit on here. Understandable, because little kids can find their access some way, somehow, to someone's account.
If they subscribe with a card, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
I've heard. I've never subscribed.
Where your mom at, nigga? You heard
that's
that.
That's all I'm saying. I've heard. Where your mom at, nigga? I heard it's as easy as putting in a car number and hitting boom. And
yeah, you know, he's subscribed. If you're subscribed, Jay, it's okay.
Listen, listen. I don't judge. Listen, I may or may have not scrolled through to see if I knew a couple people. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, I just like to know if my peoples is in some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I can show support. You feel me? I might share your link to the right people. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to do is help you. You know what I'm saying? Help me help you.
I mean,
you
can share the link, but I'm not paying for nudes.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. First off, continue. Or unless you want me to move on to more.
No. That's just me, though. But what I was going to say about this whole OnlyFans thing, what I was going to say is, they cut out. I guess they're cutting out, like, the hardcore shit, but there is still going to be sexual content on OnlyFans. It's just... I believe there ain't no, like, actual sex. It's just, like, females can still get nude and, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do what they do. People that I've known that's doing it said they have no problem just uploading, like, their feet videos, which is fucking crazy to actually know.
They can make a bag off feet videos, bro. They can make a bag.
I've seen the bag, and that is crazy. It's like,
wait. You got a lot of weird motherfuckers out here. They got feet fetishes. Niggas got underarm fetishes. Whatever fetish. You can find for a freak ass bull.
You think they got short brown nigga fetishes?
Shut up, bro.
You don't know if you don't ask, man. Shit. Well, speaking of asking,
before we go to Bo, this is what I was going to say to Jamie before he turned to this is your subject.
Guess who we lost? I think Mo was mad at that one.
We lost team. Fuck. But listen, what I was going to say about OnlyFans is, in this day and age, when you're dating a woman, some of these women come standard with the OnlyFans. Can you handle that?
Who, me?
Anyone.
Oh, yeah.
As a man, could you handle it?
We're going to open that up to the audience, all four of them. But me personally...
Well, audience?
Yeah, me personally, could I handle my shorty having an OnlyFans? I guess it depends on when and what's going down. Now, hear me out while I say that. If I just met my chick, or I just met Shorty, and she already had the OnlyFans. What up, Mo? Welcome back. So the question was asked to the group, QX, could a man handle his woman having an OnlyFans? And I've just started to answer that right now. So just catch you up. You didn't miss too much, bro. Welcome back to the track.
Yeah, man. But anyway, got the boot there. Got the young boot.
It'd be like that. I made sure I sent that link to you on a quickness, though. But to answer the question, could I handle my shorty having an OnlyFans? I say it depends. If I met her and she already had the OnlyFans with, I guess, her content, I got to peep content. I got to see what's going on. If I see some niggas doing some shit that I ain't even did to you yet, or I have some shit I ain't even familiar with, then, yo, what the fuck? I don't know about that one, Shorty. I might, what do you say, to the streets she returned. But
it's stupid.
If it's like let's say I'm already dating a shorty, and then she's like, yo, let's start our OnlyFans, and I'm fucking featured in literally most of the videos. Then, yeah, shit, it's all gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no, but I'm on that same energy, yeah. But only my bottom half, though, or blur my face out. I want
niggas to know who drilling her. Yo, you see me?
Oh, the man. Last thing Facts. I need That's is my mom. Like, yeah, like the last thing I need is a nigga to send my mom some shit. Because she's on social media.
So I was just scrolling by and I saw, man. Nigga, yeah, you were scrolling by, all right.
That's why I said, ladies, if you are doing the OnlyFans and you need a co-star, I'll be happy to be a co-star. Just bottom half. Shoot the bottom half where, you know, cover nigga's face.
And do you have any? Yeah, I was gonna say you gotta cover your tattoos, because for what I was told, she said she'll provide like some. This is because I got like several offers on that bullshit. But anyway, we'll talk about that off wax. We'll talk about that. Anyway, yeah, off wax. Anywho, back to the
off wax.
Yeah, off wax. My bad. Alleged. Anywho, back to Mo. So Mo, fair or foul for OnlyFans to ban sexual content and then bring it back, and then two. Would you be able to date a lady who had an OnlyFans? Or would you be okay with your lady having an OnlyFans, I guess, is the question.
All right. I mean, To be honest, bro, I don't really know where I don't really have an opinion for the OnlyFans, you know, what they want to do, man. Like, because, I mean, I don't know what the site is for, so I don't know what their main intent was in the beginning. I mean, I get, like...
Do you want me to answer that now, or do you want me to let you continue? Because I was
about what OnlyFans was originally for?
Yeah, I was thinking about starting the OnlyFans, but hear me out. It was originally going to be for exclusive. No, not that way. It was going to be for exclusive podcast videos. Yeah, because it's really for OnlyFans. It's a very good way of you to generate income because it's you can't your fans. Yeah, you exactly. So it's a good way.
Okay.
For example, if you want to get paid directly, and there's other stuff to do with that too.
If it's just kind of up in the air on what it's for, then I mean. For the girls that's on there taking advantage of, and people are going to get offended by the word taking advantage, but it's not in a negative sense of taking advantage. They're using that as a resource to, hey, these are my only fans that are subscribing to this type of content. So, I mean, is she going to be wrong for having another OnlyFans where she getting on there and, you know, kind of trying to change people's lives as well, like speaking like some truth into shit? Should she, like, you know? So, I mean, she can use her platform how she sees fit. I mean, as long as she's not out there with some loonies on there committing, like, you know, some crazy stuff and getting other people to watch and, you know, harming others, then, I mean, so what?
Facts. I ain't trying to watch this day and age.
But, I mean, this day and age, if they going to get digital with it, I mean, then that's what it is, bro. Like,
that's what it is.
Man, it is. So. I mean, there's that. Could I date a girl with the OnlyFans? It really depends. Again, definitely going with what you're saying, Margie. I got to see that content. Let me see that content. You can't be. If you already have the OnlyFans, if you getting your fucking whole lace front ripped out, no.
Facts.
No.
If your content, no, I can't be walking around doing the
girl
twist,
so super iconic like the girl from the Popeyes video that came.
Oh my god! Yeah.
You can't be that iconic, baby. I'm sorry.
Baby's a porn star though.
Yeah. You right.
Hey,
you
bro. There's some fucking big ass OnlyFans girls, bro. Like they platform right. is huge. They're making bucks.
Hey, if you're listening, there's a few that are cracked too on camera. But you know, that's off
alleged.
The record.
Alleged. Allegedly. I got you. No, just say alleged. You're good. Once you say alleged, it may or may not count.
Yeah, that's good.
You still want to sprinkle alleged just in case, because people be wild. just
sprinkle let this nigga know, man.
Yeah, in fact, I usually put alleged at the beginning of the podcast description, so don't even worry. Man. I got you. Don't even try, man.
Respectfully, I'm fucking with you. Stop. that nigga be playing both sides, bro. But that's another topic for another day.
Hey, yeah. I don't really, you feel me? Only reason I know about him is because a bunch of ladies be sending me his memes and shit, I guess. And it is what it is. I thought it was a female, but I guess it's not. I'm not about to say the name because we don't do free promo around here. Y'all know how I gets down. If you want your name to be said on a podcast.
That's why I said the bull.
The bull. Shout out to Philly, man. Shout out to Philly. All right, y'all. So, before we end this podcast, y'all know me. I always like to give a little bitty tip at the end. Chill. I like to give a little big tip at the end. You feel me? So you understand more about life and shit like that. Got to get my man voice on. Now, this one is more so about financial freedom. I'm only going to be a few seconds. So, of course, a lot of y'all know about financial freedom. If you don't, please go look it up. I mean, come on now. You got the resources right in your hand. But with that being said, I like to share tips about ways to create financial freedom and shit that I like to see, read, and also have been doing. And one of the main and first steps everybody should work on is these two things. Minimizing your expenses and also your impulse buys. Because those are going to be the main two things that kill up your cash. Your expenses, if you can spend as least as possible monthly to live off of, then you're good to go. And those impulse buys, and y'all know what they is, the ones where you out and about with either your homegirls or your homeboys or your girl or whatever the case may be, and there's some really expensive shit that you know damn well you shouldn't be getting, but you're going to get it anyway because it's out of impulse. And then when you get it back to the crib, you're looking at it like, man, why the fuck did I get this instead of saving that cash? So You got to start telling yourself no. And it's all about discipline. So control them impulse buys, minimize expenses, really go through and check what the fuck is getting charged to your car monthly. And there's breakdowns on that shit nowadays. So don't tell me you can't do that. Go look at what's being charged. You can go literally to your card on the app, check out spending summary, and it'll give you by subjects. And if it's some shit that you know you can get rid of, you need to take a look, a hard look into that, and start minimizing that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the little shit that'll keep you away from creating that generational wealth, which is what we all want. So, like I said, every now and then I got my moments. Don't expect it too much. You feel me? The weed be hitting me hella hard. So, remember, y'all, create that financial freedom. Anything y'all want to add to that, Q and Mo?
No, man. I mean, that was perfect.
That's perfect. Perfect.
You want to definitely go through your bank, man. Go through your credit card, all that stuff. That's your credit cards. That's emergency funds, but that's still income that you have. But you don't always want to use that. You know, you need that for your disposal. Go through your bank account. Go through whatever it is, those subscriptions that you might not remember. Go ahead and cancel that, brother. You know, brothers and sisters, you ain't using
every
that
time
anymore.
I see a Apple charge from a bullshit ass app I got, I be pissed. But I made sure I controlled that shit and went through my subscriptions on my Apple settings, made sure I got rid of all the bullshit. And that's all it is, man. Just clean up your shit. Get your shit together, y'all. We too grown, and the world's about to end anyway. So come on now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the world about to end.
We living in a fully digital world, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
Submit to these prices. Y'all don't gotta submit to these subscriptions. There's ways to save your money. There's ways to get all your pictures, stay hip, stay all that, however you want to put it, man. That dollar adds up every time, because if it didn't, guess what? Apple wouldn't charge your bitch ass for it.
Exactly. So if you want to invest in something, invest in your health. The best way to invest in your health, start spending money on the right types of food and also a personal trainer. So at any point in time, if y'all feel like y'all need some personal training, feel free to reach out to me. I'll take care of online training. You can reach me personally at JAYLASOUL69, and that's on IG. Once again, I take care of online training, so we can work out a couple different prices depending on what you need. We can throw in nutrition because that one's big, and we can throw in fitness because that one's, I guess, just as big, but not as big. I know I said that kind of weird, but we'll talk about it more in detail a little bit later, y'all. In the meantime, appreciate y'all listening to this podcast. I'll see y'all in the next episode. I don't know when we're gonna drop it. We're gonna try to make it weekly, maybe a little bit before, as y'all said, or as I said earlier, go get a fade. Real Barbers of Arizona, shout out, get paid. Peace.
Let's go. We out of here.